This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. For decades, the Federal Clean Water Act and Vermont state law have made it illegal to have farm waste enter the water stream. Farms of all sizes face permitting and inspection requirements to prevent runoff. But how exactly does the state regulate its water, and how are violations like farm runoff investigated? VPR senior reporter John Dillon has been looking into this story and how the oversight is split between two state agencies. And he's found that split jurisdiction can lead to confusion, delayed enforcement, and ongoing pollution. John Dillon joins us now to talk about his reporting. John, it's nice to have you with us today.
Hi, Jane.
Let's start with a complaint about farm runoff, one of several that you feature in recent stories that you've done for VPR. This is a voicemail left for state regulators complaining of water runoff on a Franklin County farm.
You got acres of it, and you got an active stream running right through the middle of it. It's just above freezing. It's melting, going into the stream, which then goes into St. Albans Bay, as you well know.
Are voicemails like that a frequent thing, John?
Well, they do come in to the State Agency of Agriculture and the Agency of Natural Resources, which are the two agencies that handle these things. I don't know how frequent they are. I saw in public records requests that we made four or five of them. If people actually pick up the phone, then there's just a written record of a caller complaining, so we don't have the recordings. But the public is increasingly alarmed, I think, about the health of Lake Champlain in particular and the role of farm runoff that contributes to that ill health of the lake. And so they're calling people, they're calling the state about it.
Well, and they're calling, it sounds like, you know, whoever they think might be in charge. And as you mentioned, the Agency of Agriculture and the Agency of Natural Resources are both sort of responsible in different and similar ways for different parts of this. And so, you know, what actually happens when there's a complaint, and then who goes to investigate it?
Well, that was sort of the overarching theme of my stories, which is...
Right. If we could answer that in two sentences, we wouldn't need you, right?
Well, as you said in the intro, it's illegal under federal and state law to have a direct discharge of any kind of waste, including farm waste, into water. But when it comes to regulating that, the state of Vermont has delegated that. Well, first, it's got the authority under the Clean Water Act to implement those clean water laws. But then secondly, it says, okay, we're going to split jurisdiction between two state agencies. The Agency of Natural Resources is going to handle direct discharge, like a straight pipe from a manure pit into a stream, which for the record, doesn't happen that often. And then the ag agency handles non-point, which would be, you know, runoff from a field and just stuff that farm practices, manure spreading, things like that, the agronomic practices on the farm to prevent runoff. So that's the jurisdiction of the ag agency. Where it gets confusing and, say, take that caller, for example. He's talking about manure spreading, so that would be ag agency. But he's also talking about a direct discharge, which would be A&R. Mm. If that call went to the ag agency, but because it involved a direct discharge, they would have to then email or call or whatever, refer it to A&R. And therein lies one of the major problems, because by the time A&R gets there, maybe – it's the violation is done. The field is dried up. There's no manure running off. They don't see it. So, you know, nothing happens. And that actually, I saw that in some of these records. People called in. In fact, and the ag agency went out there in one case in particular up in Franklin County of manure spreading. They videotaped it and then shipped it over to A&R as they're supposed to do, because what they videotaped was a direct discharge into a stream, therefore A&R's responsibility. A&R didn't jump on it right away. It took 12 days for an inspector to get out there. By the time he did, there was no discharge. So that case, and he closed the case, it's subsequently been reopened after some people began asking about it. But that's that's the temporal nature of these things, and the response time because of the division between two agencies, I think, is one issue. The other issue is that they don't always agree on what is a discharge. The two agencies don't. And that can add confusion. It also can be confusing for the farmer who's trying to comply.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What do farmers say about this and who they believe should be responsible or who they should be reporting to in a sense?
Well, they have the most interaction with, especially the larger farms, with the Agency of Ag. Under state law that was passed a number of years ago, all farms of all sizes now are permitted. And large farm operations, those with over, 700 large animal units, they're called they fall under very strict regulation. They're inspected annually. So they know these guys. They're out there all the time. And so I think they would prefer that the ag agency retain jurisdiction. The ag agency has the authority when they see a discharge or they see a practice that's causing a problem to issue a cease and desist order. They don't fine people. So when things get to the heavy enforcement stage, it's usually done by A&R or the Attorney General's office.
John Dillon, is there any sense that this is likely to change, or is there enough of a problem seen at the legislative level that legislators might make a change to this sort of bifurcated enforcement and policy practice?
There's one bill in with, when I checked last week, with one sponsor to give it all to A&R. There's not a huge groundswell for that. I know environmental groups are looking at pressing this point because in every other issue of pollution, it's obviously one agency that handles it.
How are people reacting to your reporting? You've done several stories on this, John, and you know they don't make everybody look good, but they don't make everybody look bad. What are you hearing?
It's been mixed. I've gotten actually some tips, but then I've heard from one listener in particular who was upset and thought I had picked some outlier examples to highlight a problem that she says farmers are working very hard to address, and that is true. They're spending a lot of money. They're putting a lot more of their land into cover cropping, as one of the stories mentioned, which is all designed to reduce runoff. And they're, as we know, under tremendous financial pressure as well because of declining milk prices. So they're in a squeeze. They're in a new regulatory environment and in an environment of low prices for their product. So it's tough for them. I think everybody's heart is in the right place, except there are a few bad actors there who are probably trying to slide by under the regs.
Well, it's been really interesting to listen to and read your reporting on this topic. That's VPR's John Dillon. You can find his stories at vpr.org. John, thanks very much for talking with us about it.
You're welcome, Jane.